14. Look in verse number 5. We've been dealing with the life of Samson. We looked at the first four verses last week on Samson's selfishness. Tonight I want to look at Samson's association. What did he associate himself with? Amen. Samson's association. Amen. There's some out sick tonight. You remember them in your prayers. Verse number 5. What's the first word there? Man, rest of y'all can find it if you like. Amen. Judges 14, verse 5. Take your Bibles and open them up. Amen. I know you got your ugly sweaters on, but you need your Bible. Amen. Judges 14, verse 5. What's the first word?
Then.
Then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. Behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating, and came to his father and mother and gave them, and they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. So his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast. For so used the young men to do. And it came to pass, when they saw him, that they brought 30 companions to be with him. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If you can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then will I give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. So Samson and his father and his mother, in the beginning, went down to see this woman that Samson wanted to be with, Mary. And so they came down to Timnath, and they set aside 7 days of celebration before the consummation of the marriage between Samson and this woman. And then there's 30 companions that they gave to Samson of the Philistines to be his friends and bridesmen and groomsmen or whatever they needed to be at the time. And Samson put forth the riddle to these people. And he said, verse 12, and Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. But if ye cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. And they said unto him, put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle, 3 of the 7. And it came to pass on the 7th day, this is like skipping ahead, verse 15, that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire, and have ye called us to take that we have. Is it not so? So these 30 companions of Samson, that he had set the riddle before them, when the 7th day was come, they kind of turned up the heat on his soon-to-be wife and said, hey, you're either going to find out the riddle from Samson or we're going to burn you and your father's house down. And Samson's, look in verse 16, and Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou doest but hate me and lovest me not. Thou hast put forth the riddle unto the children of my people and hast not told it me. And he said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother, and shall I tell it thee? And she wept before him the 7 days. So apparently within the 7 day frame, you know, it speaks about after 3 days they couldn't find it out, and on the 7th day they went to her and turned up the heat real hard. Amen. But apparently at the beginning of the 7 days they went to her. Because she wept before him for 7 days, tried to find out the riddle, amen. But as it got closer to the end and the seventh day was at hand, they really turned up the heat to Samson's wife and said, listen, we've been trying to get this riddle from him. We gave you warning to go get it from him. You've been weeping 7 days to try to make it happen, but you better make it happen today or we're going to burn your father and your house to the ground. So here's what she did for 7 days, verse 17. And she wept before him the 7 days while their feast lasted, and it came to pass on the seventh day that he told her, because she lay sore upon him, and she told the riddle to the children of her people. And the men of the city said unto her, on the seventh day, before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion? And he said unto them, if ye had not plowed with my heifer, ye had not found out my riddle. That's what he called his soon-to-be wife. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and slew 30 men of them and took their spoil and gave change of garments unto them that which expounded the riddle. And his anger was kindled, and he went up to his father's house. But Samson's wife was given to his companion, whom he had used as his friend. Let us pray. Brother Terry, how about pray for us?
Precious Heavenly Father, let's come to you, Father, in prayer. In the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, thank you, Father, for another opportunity, Lord, to be back in the meeting place tonight, Father. Thank you, Father, for the strength to go out and live today, Father, Lord. And I just pray that you'd help us tonight, Father, speak through the man of God, Lord, and words that you've laid on his heart. Open our hearts and minds, Father, we receive it, Father, that we could go out and be a better witness for thee. Pray that thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Samson's association. Last week I ended with this statement that I want to remind you of again tonight as we get into this study about Samson and his association. There is an old saying that a man is known by the company he keeps. And alas, in the sad story of Samson's tragedy, we see that his association led to his temptation and eventually to his degradation and shame. Samson's association, the people that he associated himself with, the things that he associated with, led to ultimately the temptation that he was faced with, and eventually his degradation and shame. Do you know that you can tell a lot about people by the people they associate themselves with? Let's look at what Solomon said in the book of Proverbs. Turn there with me, chapter 13, and see what he said about evil companions. There's a lot of evil companions in this world. And we'll see tonight as we study the life of Samson that he associated himself with companions that were no good to his life. And sadly to say, a lot of God's people associate themselves with people that are no good for them. Amen. And they might put on a facade and look very well, and maybe we might think that just a little bit won't hurt. I can hang out with them a little while. Maybe I can change them. But it never works out to the good when you associate yourself with people that are evil. Amen. And Samson's associations led to his demise, his degradation, and ultimately the shame of his life. Solomon said it like this from the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 13 in verse 20, first of all, when it talks about companions, he said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. That's the right kind of companion to have. When you're walking with wise people, it helps you to be wise. But look what the next part of that verse says. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Amen. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. The fool has despised the things of God, the Word of God, and the people of God, and God's Spirit altogether. And people that make themselves companion with fools, they shall be destroyed. It will destroy your life and destroy your testimony and destroy your character, amen, when you hang around fools, amen. Companions of foolish people. Look at Proverbs chapter number 28. It's the warning of Solomon about evil companions. For some reason, we think we're the exception to the rule when it comes to hanging the people that are no good. But it never winds up good when you hang out with people that are bad, evil, anti-God, anti-your Bible, anti-the Spirit of God, anti-the character and relationship of your mom and daddy that you've been raised better under. Proverbs 28 in verse number 7, the Bible said, "Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son. But he that is companion of righteous men shall shame his father." Do you know what you do when you hang out with riotous people? You bring shame, the Bible says, to your father. Amen. Your father raised you better than to hang out with that kind of crowd. That riotous people that go out the riotous living, kind of like the prodigal did. Amen. He wasted his substance with riotous living. The Bible said a companion of riotous people brings shame to his father. I guess you could say if he brought it to his father, he'd bring it to his mother also. Companions of fools bring shame. Companion of fools or companion of evil people, amen, bring destruction to your life. Look at verse 24 of the same chapter. The Bible said, "Whoso robbeth his father or mother and saith it is no transgression, the same as the companion of a destroyer." Destroyer. You ever seen there's such a crowd, there's such a companion of bad and evil people, and they start picking up evil characters in their own life? In this context, they rob their father and mother. They rob them of sleep. They rob them of peace. Hey, sometimes they even rob them of physical things that they have. Amen. And they say it is no transgression. I've not done nothing wrong. I've not done it. If they can't sleep at night, it's not my problem. Amen. I've not done nothing to them. I'm just living the way I want to live. No, that's a fool that speaks that way. It's a companion of people that are associated with transgression, and they are companions of the destroyer. You know who you're running with? The devil himself.
Yeah.
The destroyer. Companions. Evil companions. Look in Proverbs 29 in verse number 3. "Whoso loveth with wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance." So we got the companion of harlots that spends his substance. You can find that in a prodigal's life. He went out there and wasted his substance and spent it up. He's a companion of a destroyer. He destroys his own life and destroys the lives of others. Amen. He brings shame to his parents. Amen. Hey, people that have companions with evil people. Bible speaks a lot of that companions. Look back in Judges chapter number 14. You know what one of the problems was with Samson? That he companioned himself. He associated himself with evil people. People that brought destruction to his life. People that brought shame to his mother and father. That brought destruction to them. That took their sleepless, peaceful nights away while their son was out there chasing this Philistine woman and companion with Philistine people, amen, and bringing shame to his parents and heartache to others and ultimately destroying his own life. His associations. I want to look at this. Number one, when it comes to Samson's association, I see the sin of space. The sin of space. He allowed people to associate and get in the realm of his space. You know what we do a lot of times? We allow the association of the world and the companions of the world to enter in our space. You know, there'd be a certain amount of space about you that nobody can get to.
Yeah, amen.
They can't get that far, amen. Hey, that boy can't cross that space, and that girl can't cross that space, and they can't enter in the space of our parent with my family and my mom and daddy, amen. Hey, what Samson did, he laid down the space that God had given him to keep the world out and buffer him from. And it was the sin of his space.
Amen.
It's the sin of his space. Samson, like most Laodicean Christians, want to get as close to the line as they can without going over. That's what Samson wanted to do. That's why he kept going down to Timnah. That's why he kept going down there looking at that woman, amen, and trying to get his family and his mom and daddy to be okay with it and make it all right, amen, and talking sweet to them about that woman. And the whole time she was a Philistine and she was no good for him. Some of you children do. You get around mom and dad, well, he's good or she's good, and they're not like that. I know what people have said. I know what you've seen on social media, but they've changed. No, you're just trying to get them to get on your side that you can let them enter into your space, which is going to bring destruction to your life. It was the sin of his space. We just like Samson. And some of you young people are mad about how you want to get as close as you can without crossing the line. The only problem is when you get close to the line, it doesn't take a strong push from the devil. Just a light little push, a little blowing, amen, I'll put you on the other side of the fence, if you will, and on that other side of that line where you know you got no business crossing. Oh, we're not going to do that. We're just going to get a little close and cut a little bit, maybe kiss a little bit. We're not going to go that far. Hey, you start allowing that devil into your space, the devil's going to push you further. A lot of God's people have wrecked their lives because they let somebody in their space that were evil for them, associated themselves with them, had got close as they could, and they thought they wouldn't go that far, that are living with it the rest of their lives.
Amen.
You hearing me tonight? It's the sin of space, amen. Hey, we just like Samson, amen. We want to get real close, but we're not going to go over the line. I'll just mess with it a little bit, and I'll play with it a little while, but I'm not going to go that far. And the devil easily pushes us across the line. Look in Proverbs chapter number 6. Hold your place in Judges. I'm talking about the sin of space. A Samson's association. How did his association start? His association with the world started when he allowed them in his space. You got a certain amount of space that nobody's got any business in. You hearing me? They got no business going into that space. Hey, getting that close, amen. Hey, Samson associated himself with those people and allowed them into his space. Look at Proverbs chapter number 6 and verse number 20. The Bible says this. He said, my son, listen to this. He said, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Samson, your mom and daddy raised you better than that. You knew more than that, amen. You got no business living like that. He said, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. How do I do that? Verse 21, bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. Hey, keep it in your heart, amen. Hey, the love for your mom and daddy and the laws that they laid out before you through the word of God and the structure in your life. Hey, they brought that boy up as a Nazarite from the womb. They instructed him in the ways of righteousness. They had no business allowing them people in his space. He knew better than that. You know what some of you young people are doing? You're doing things you know better than that. You were commanded and exhorted by your mom and daddy not to allow them into your space. You ever wonder why some of our young people get way out there in the deep end somewhere? And you raise them in the right way and put them in the right fashion and raise them around the house of God and raise them around the people of God and try to keep that outside association away from them. But then there come a time you can't keep them back but so long. They ain't been so long you can keep them at homeschool. And then they got to go to college. Or then they got to get a job. Then they got to go out in this world. And I'm telling you, we're losing somewhere in between that time. When they go out into that world, they're getting influenced by that association and being pulled in the wrong direction. Amen. Hey, you better, young people, you better hide the commandments of your mom and daddy in your heart when you go out in that public job or go out in that public world, and the association of this world don't influence you to do wrong and allow them to get into your space.
Yeah.
Me and my wife was at a place of eating last night, and I went in there and I ordered my food. Well, she ordered the food. We ordered the food, paid for it, and I sat on the table and I told my wife, I said, look at that girl over there. I said, that girl's got no business back there with them kind of people in that place of cooking. It just didn't fit in. I thought, man, what kind of business is a girl like that got with that kind of people back there associating herself with it? I hope her mom and daddy's taught her good enough, but I hope more than that that she took what her mom and daddy's taught her, hopefully, that when she gets back there with that kind of crowd, they won't influence her to do evil. And you look at people, like, I don't know if you look at it like that, and you look back there and the people back there, what's that kind of crowd? How are they going to influence your little girl when she's out there around that kind of crowd you know don't love God? Or your little boy that you raised better to love God and serve God? I'm telling you, we're allowing them in our space and the association of Samson as he broke down the borders of his standards and his space, and he allowed somebody to get in there that had no business. It's destroying us. Because we as God's people think we can get as close as we can without crossing. You start rubbing shoulders with that kind of crowd. And you start talking to that kind of crowd. Hey, Samson, you got no business down there at 10 now. You got no business mixed marrying with that Philistine woman. We've raised you better than that, taught you better than that. Stay away from that kind of crowd. You better raise your youngest right. You better put some standards in their lives. You better warn them about that crowd that's trying to associate them to do evil. And when they allow that kind of crowd in their space, it never turns out good.
Amen.
The sin of space. Look back at Judges chapter number 6, 14 with me. Look at this now. I want you to see this. The Bible said in verses number 5, the Bible said, then went Samson down. We know we talked about that last week. Went down. That was his problem. He kept going down. And his father, look at this, and his mother. to Timnath, and came to the vineyards of Timnath, and behold, a young lion roared against him. Look at verse number 10. So his father went down unto the woman, and Samson made there a feast, for so used the young men to do. I don't know about you, but I thought about this when I read that. Why in the world didn't Samson's mom and daddy said, no! She ain't no good for you! What are you doing going down there with that kind of woman? Do you know what he did in verse number 5? Then went Samson down with and his father and his mother. They never said one word. They never rebuked him other than what they said a few verses back. And we looked at it. How they, hey, that's one of your own family. Why don't you get one of your own people? What you doing messing around with that kind of crowd? Hey, see, they tried to be nice about it. You know what they should have said? No, we ain't going. You go and marry, you go marry without us.
Yeah.
We ain't going down there. We ain't having no part of it. It ain't going to happen in my house. You're going to do it, you're going to do it in somebody else's house.
Yeah.
Why didn't his parents stand up? Why didn't they say, no, we're not allowing them kind of people in our space? I don't care what you told me about them. They're no good. Mom and daddies do have some discernment. You can follow the Lord, amen. Hey, but we start laying down our standards. Maybe there was a time when they wouldn't allow Samson to do that, but now he's got a little older. We kind of, you know, lay down our standards a little bit.
Amen.
Instead of forbidding it, they allowed it. Amen. Hey, in verse number 10, the Bible says, so his father went down. You know what happened in from verse 5 to verse 10? His mother and his father went down there to check it out, and his mama went down there. I think that his mama went down there to find a feel this thing out, and maybe she thought she could convince that boy to stay away from that girl. But when she got down there, she saw he's already hooked. And in verse number 10, the Bible said, then his father went down. You know who's not there? Mama. You know who didn't go down into the marriage? Mama didn't go. Mama probably told daddy, you go all you want to. I ain't part of having my boy hooking up with no harlot of the Philistines.
Yeah.
Mama loved that boy, amen. And she couldn't take it. It broke her heart and shamed her life, amen. That her son would choose somebody like that. Where are mamas that'll stand up and say, hey, we ain't for that. You ain't getting my boy. You ain't getting my boy with that bunch of garbage. And boy, if you go, I ain't honoring it. I ain't showing up to the wedding. They ain't walking me down the aisles, your mama. Where are the daddies that'll say, no, you're not getting my little girl. That's enough of that. You're not entering the space of my little girl. I'll break your nose.
Amen.
You ain't doing it. Hey, slide back up a little bit. We ain't playing that game. Hey, there's a space that just should not be crossed. The association of Samson, the sin of his space. Why didn't his parents forbid it? Right, why did they allow him to go where he went? The Bible said in verse 5, then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a lion roared against him. Do you know what happened over here? They'd been going back and forth several times, but there was a time that Samson went down there apparently without his mother and father, and a lion roared against him. You know how you can tell his mom and daddy wasn't there? Because verse 6, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid, and had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. You know how you can tell from verse 5 to verse 6, when he went down to Timnath one time, he went with his mom and daddy, and he went without him one time, because a lion showed up one time, and he slew it, and his mom and daddy knew nothing about it. He allowed something to get in his space. He had no business. Do you know he had no business near the vineyards? Do you remember he was a Nazarite from the womb? He had vows to God not to mess around with that vine. Do you know what the problem was? He wanted to get real close to the vineyard, but I ain't going to drink. I ain't going to partake of those grapes that'll break my Nazarite vow. Hey, if you're not going to partake of it, what are you doing walking down through a vineyard? What you doing walking through that kind of mess if it ain't good for you? Hey, I ain't going to drink, but what the business you got at a bar? What you think's going to happen at a bar? What you think's going to happen hanging out with a harlot? You didn't think you'd get a disease? You didn't think you'd have a pregnancy? What were you thinking? Samson, what are you doing near a vineyard? You've got no business. He allowed things to enter into his space, and he entered into the space of things he had no business in himself. Not only are we allowing things into our space, we're going places that are not profitable. That you were raised better and taught better and got no business around.
Amen.
It was a Samson's association. It was the sin of his space. He had no business in this place. The Bible says it stained from the very appearance of evil. You hear that? Abstain from the very appearance of evil. He didn't say just stay away from evil. He said stay from the appearance of it. If it looks bad, stay away from it.
Amen.
That's how far, that's how much of a space you make. That's how far you stay off the line. We ain't even getting there where we can do the action. We ain't even getting there where it even looks like the action. The appearance of it. That's how big of a buffer you need around your life that sin won't influence you and you won't end up doing something you regret. Stank from the very appearance of evil. What are you doing down in the vineyard? What are you doing around that kind of stuff? Amen. Hey, you know what one woman led to in his life? It led to 30 Philistine companions. That's what it led to. He went down, I saw a woman, I want her. Yeah, it comes with more just to her. It comes with more than just what you wanting. There's a lot of luggage that comes around with that garbage.
Amen.
His case, it was a woman he allowed in his space. And because he went in places he had no business, but when he got that woman, he got 30 Philistines that were no good for him. That's what it led to. Look in verse number 7. The Bible said, and he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. He got down there, and she just said a few things. He talked with her, and boy, it was over. She pleased him well. He winds up with one woman. In verse number 11, the Bible says this, and it came to pass when they saw him that they brought him 30 companions to be with him. Do you know what happened? Samson had to leave the crowd that his mom and daddy raised him around to go down to that kind of garbage. And when he went down there to get that woman that he couldn't take people that he was raised around his church with because that somebody might squeal on him unless they were doing the same garbage. Unless they were two girls down there, then both of you boys could do it. But there was only one girl, so he couldn't take his buddies down there with him because it might get back to mom and daddy what they'd been doing. There's a reason why you want to be along all the time with it, ain't it?
Amen.
And he got down there with that woman, amen, and all his friends that he was raised around the right way are back over there in his hometown. They ain't down there at Tim now, and they're about to have a wedding, and he ain't got no buddies to be married with. They said, don't worry, guy. We got 30 guys that we put with you. 30 Philistine boys that become his hangout crowd. Do you know what happens when you get out in this quarrel and break down the buffer of your space? You start picking up a new friends.
Amen.
You got new ones now.
Yeah.
And the ones you've been raised around that love the Lord, they don't fit in your circle of friends no more.
Amen.
You hearing me? Or are you hearing the Lord? It was the sin of his space. One woman led the 30 Philistines' companions. Now he had a new circle of friends that were no good for his life. They wasn't any good for him.
Amen.
That woman wasn't no good for him. Then 30 Philistine guys wasn't no good with him. And the people you allowed in your space are no good for you. And if mom and daddy won't lay down the law, why don't you get a little bit of grit in your car and conviction of God and say, by God's grace, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Amen.
It was the sin of space. It was the association of space. He allowed them in his secret circle and had no business in. Number two, not only I see the sin of space, but I see the sin of secrecy. The sin of secrecy. Once you allow the world into your space, then you have to hide what you do. This is what Samson did. He allowed somebody in his space, and then he had to get secret about everything. That's when you delete everything you look at on your telephone. That's when you got different names for people that's calling you, so mom and daddy think it's a girl instead of that dude. You start hiding stuff. Then you start, for some reason, you maybe forget that you're carrying your phone to bed when you're supposed to be leaving it in the living room. Because you got secret things you got to do that nobody needs to know about. And then you tell your little sister to go play somewhere. Or your little brother to get lost. Because he might find out and hear and go tell mom and daddy. It's the sins of secrecy. Look in verse number 6. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand. But he told not his father or his mother what he had done. He can't tell mom and daddy. Look in verse number 8. And after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. And he took thereof in his hands and went on eating, and came to his father and mother and gave them. They did eat, but he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of a lion. Once you allow the world into your space, And you have to swear to secrecy and begin to hide things. He hid the sin of his defilement of his consecration by touching the dead. He had no business touching the dead. How was he touching the dead? That's a defilement of his Nazarite vow, according to Numbers chapter 6, verse 6 through 9. Hey, how do you know he was touching the dead? Because he took an animal and slew it. He's got a dead carcass in his hands. But is it too bad? The lion was going to kill him. He had to slay it. It was either him or the lion. Right? Ain't it the way we look at it? Well, it's not that bad. But he defiled his consecration. Do you know what was supposed to be done? Samson was to go before the priest and confess his sin of defiling his consecration, and his hair was to be shaven off. And everybody would know he had done wrong, but we can't do that. I can't let mom and daddy find out and hurt them like that, so I just keep it from them. Yeah, but you living with it.
Yeah, amen.
And the ways of a transgressor is hard. But he's hiding it. He thinks. And by the way, you know, I didn't mean it to happen that way. That wasn't my intentions. We just made a mistake once. You know, it came on me. I had to kill it. It was me or them. I was going to lose her if I didn't. He wasn't coming back if I didn't allow. Oh, we got to make it right. Samson's hair was going to be shaven. Maybe he didn't want his hair shaven because that was his glory. The women liked it. He touched the dead. Now that he has done it once, he is looking for more. He defiled his consecration by touching the dead carcass. But when you say, maybe, you know, that wasn't so bad. But look in verses number 8. The Bible said, and after a time he returned to take her. Who did he go to take? He went to take that woman that pleased him. Look, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. I don't know how long it had been since he had killed that thing, but it was long enough for that thing to become a carcass. And you know what the Bible says? After he had slain that thing, when he slay it, he broke his consecration. It wasn't good. He touched the dead. There's got to be some reconciliation. You got to get right. You say, well, maybe he just made a mistake, but the only problem was he had tasted it. And then when he came back, after several days, and maybe he knew he had done wrong, and I'm not going to do that no more, you know. Conviction. I done wrong. I should have never done that. I'll never do that again. But that thing had done gotten his crawl. And the Bible said when he went back, he went to see. You know where he's looking? He's looking for that carcass. That thing that defiled his consecration. Do you know what this old flesh would do? It wants to go back. It wants more than what it got the first time. And it begins to look for ways to do the things that you've done. You've defiled your consecration and now you're looking for more. Amen. Now that he's done it once, he wants more. And the Bible said in verse number 8, and after a time he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion. And behold, there was a swarm of bees of honey in the carcass of the lion. And boy, it looked sweet. But boy, that's a defilement of your consecration. Oh, but there's honey in there. There's pleasure in sin, but it's only for a season. But it looks good. And I got by the first time. Mom and daddy ain't even found out. The carcass has been dead so long, they ain't even smelling it when they walk by. It's just bones there. Yeah, but there's a God that's seeing it.
Yeah, amen.
And now it's down in your car, and you got to touch it for more. And he went and stuck his hand in it again. The sin of space led to the sin of secrecy. Now he wants more. Now he's got to hide. He came back and he took it to his mother and father and said, try this. Never told him where it come from. You know what Samson has? He's got secret things in his life now. And he's found a way to hide it from his mom and daddy. He's found a way to kind of justify it a little while. You know, the lion came up on me, but the old lion would have never jumped out on you if you'd never went in his place. Now he's looking for more. Do you know it's a terrible thing to hide sin? Look in Psalms 90. Psalms 90. Hold your place there in Judges. The sin of space led to the sin of secrecy. Some of you hiding things. You think you're hiding them. Psalms 90. It's not good. It's killing you. It's destroying your parents. They know something's that's not right. Psalms 90 and verse number 8, the Bible says this, "Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance." Secret sins? Look at Proverbs 28. Are they secret? They're not secret to God. He knows. They're not hid from Him. And you know what? They're not hid from you neither. They're troubling you and you know it. It's bad when you have to begin to live a lie. Proverbs 28 and verse 13. "He that covereth his sin," listen to this, "shall not prosper." We'll just hide it. You're not going to prosper. "But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." Boy, there's forgiveness. You can get it right. Samson could have said, "Mom and Daddy, I messed up. And this thing's got in my craw and I just can't fight it off. Help me." Ecclesiastes 12. Next book, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. It's a terrible thing to hide sin. Ecclesiastes 12 thing. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. "Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Fear God. Stay away from it. Verse 14. "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Look back in Judges chapter 14. It's the sin of Samson's association. It was the sin of his space. It was the sin of secrecy. And then we see the sin of sporting. The sin of sporting. Look at verse number 12. "And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you." You know what Samson's down there doing? He's playing with it now. He done messed it up. He done allowed things in his space that wasn't right. He done tried to keep it a secret. Now he's down there just joking. Making fun about it. "Put forth the riddle unto you. If you can certainly declare it within 7 days of the feast and find it out, I will give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. And we'll give you some nice clothes, robes to wear. The sheets are possibly underclothing, shirt and, you know, underwear kind of thing. You want to say it was sheets and big old sheets, whatever. He was going to give it to them if they'd expound the riddle to him. But if you cannot declare it me, it shall be given. You shall give me 30 sheets and 30 changes of garments. And they said unto him, put forth thy riddle that we may hear." We'll play. You want to play? We'll play. You know what Sam's doing? He's making sport with them. He's playing with his sin now. He's down there with them companions that are no good. Them touching things that got no business touching. Got his eyes and hooked on that woman. Bible said in verse 14, "And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle." You know what he's making a joke about? The defilement of his consecration. He's joking about where he went wrong. That's what he's throwing at them. Do you know, sometimes I believe some children joke about it and throw it up, hoping somebody will find out so they can get it off, get out from under it. And then sometimes we just that defile it. We just play, make mockery. He's joking about his defilement of his consecration. "And it came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband, and he may declare unto the riddle, lest we burn thee and thy father's house with fire. And ye have ye called us to take that we have? Is it not so? You want to destroy everything we got? You trying to take everything from us? And Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou doest hate me and lovest me not." She's weeping to get what she wants out of him. Samson's sporting. The space that he defiled led to the secrets that he had to keep, which led to his sporting of his sin. This is the downfall. Samson had a problem of playing around with sin. His problem plays out through the book. He played with it. Hold your place here. Look at Proverbs 14. Proverbs 14 had a problem playing around with sin. Proverbs 14, verse 9. Look at the wisdom. Proverbs 14, 9, the Bible says, "Fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor." You know what fools do? They mock it. Mm-hmm. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." He's sporting his sin. Back in Judges chapter number 14, "Be careful what you give into." Samson gave in. He had a problem. He played around with it. He allowed him in his space. He had to keep secrets. And then once you allow secrets in, your conscience is defiled. Then you start allowing people to influence you in ways that you would have never imagined. She wept before him, verse 16 and 17. 7 days she wept and said, hey, you've hid things from me. Hey, why don't you give in? Why don't you tell me? Amen. I got to know. Amen. If you love me, you'd tell me. If you love me, you'd let me. If you love me, we'd do it. Yeah, and he gave in. He gave in. He gave in the wrong way. Micah 7:5 says, trust not in a friend, put not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from him that lieth in thy bosom. Watch out what you tell him. But he laying in your bosom. Boy, it got him, boy, and it got him later too. He allowed him into his space. He began to swear secrecy and keep things from people that could help him and get him out of his mess. And then he started sporting and playing around with it, making a mock of it. Boy, it's real bad when you get that far when it's all a joke then. Yeah.
Amen.
You got a way of laughing it off because you got another association you're running with. You got things nobody knows. He said in verse number 18, and the men of the city said unto him on the seventh day, they told him the riddle. You know what he said to them? He said, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you had not found out my riddle. He said, my heifer. You know what the problem was? She wasn't his to start with. She's the Philistines. He had no business with that heifer. You got no business with that heifer. They're not your kind. They're not good for you. He said, you plowed with my heifer. No, she wasn't his. She's the Philistines. He should have left her where she was.
Yeah, amen.
Well, you look at me strange. That's what he called her, heifer. He had no business. He should have left her where she was. Oh, but he got a look, and he had to have her. He spoke a few things, and she wanted it too. It was on. Mom and daddy didn't stand up. Do you know messing around with this world never ends up good? You hear me? Messing with this world never ends up good. Look in verse number 20. The Bible said, but Samson's wife was given to his companion whom he had used as his friend. You know what happened? She wound up with somebody else. He didn't even get her. He let her into his space. He started lying to his parents, and then he goes home with mom, with his daddy. His mama's over there probably crying and praying, glad he came back. And his buddy, one of his companions, that was going to be his best man that they give him, that was acting like his friend but wasn't really his friend, he ends up with her. What a friend. That's the kind of crowd you want. You ain't around, he's getting your girl. You know what his games left him with? Samson's games left him blind, naked, and suicidal. That's what it left him. Read the book. Because of association. Look in Psalms 19. Let me close with this. This is what you need if you're in that shape. If you allow people in your space, you got secret things you keeping hid, and you're sporting with this world. Listen to the confession of David here. In Psalms 19 and Psalms 51, you'll find both confessions of David after the grievous sin that he had committed. When he allowed people into his space. When he sported around with Bathsheba. When he started making a mock and trying to cover it up. Until he got where he couldn't take it no more. Psalms 19, look in verse number 12. The Bible says this. He said, who can understand his erring? Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Look in Psalms 51. Here's the confession of David as he goes on. Here's what he said. Psalms 51, verse 1. Look at this real good. Boy, you want to read, you got a trouble with some sin in your life? Read the whole Psalm 51. You want to find repentance and relief from the trouble you're in. The Bible said in verse 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. He said, for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. He woke up and went to bed thinking about it. Where you defiled God.
Amen.
Verse 4, against thee only. Against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity and sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. He's broke, man. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. It's confession. Samson was sporting, but it didn't start with sporting. It started with somebody in his space that had no business to where he had to make secrets that nobody would know. Which eventually destroyed him. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The sin of association destroyed Samson. Don't let it get you. Take the warning from the Word of God. Find the confession towards the Lord and let God cleanse you.